Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And welcome you folks out for a June 22nd. Looks like we're headed toward summer, folks, especially here in Texas. We've broken all records for rain, though, this year so far, as have a lot of the states in the country. And some crazy times going on, folks, the best I can say it. But so be it. We're going to end up in a completely different world in a generation or two, and we're starting to see the seeds of it now as our systems fail us and fall apart, and we have to reconstruct better systems. That's what I think is going on. I started getting interested in psychic ability way back in the late 60s. Learned to give readings in the early 70s at the urging of a couple other psychics and astrologers. And in 1977, I had a near-death experience that absolutely blew me away. Still does to this day, 38 years later. I wrote about it in a book called A Second in Eternity, which is available on Amazon and Kindle. And I speak at several of these IANDS organizations or in conferences. That's the International Association of Near-Death Studies. I will be speaking here in San Antonio at their yearly convention. And incredible experience. If you folks would like to read about it, check out A Second in Eternity on Amazon or Kindle. It's quite an interesting story. It's got all the original police records. It was quite a public spectacle between what I went through and what people witnessed. In 1980, I met a lady named Alice Worrall, who has since passed, but she taught me the method of reading stones, which I use now. This method is called lithomancy. There's been many different variations of this method over the centuries. And as I wrote my book, actually, I didn't start writing a book. I was trying to figure out how other people did this. Couldn't find anything written about it, so I decided to write a book on it because I'd been using it for a while. I started writing it in 2001, and published it about 4 or 5 years ago, called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And that's Lithomancy. You folks can check it out, both on Amazon and Kindle. In fact, you can go to lithomancy.com. You can find out a lot about what I do. That's lithomancy.com. Or you can certainly go to Psychics Gone Wild, which I'm hosting tonight. A lot of great psychics there. And also, when you go to the psychicsgonewild.com website, be sure and fill in your contact information. There's a little, click box on the left that says contact. And that way you will sign up for prizes that we give away occasionally. So books, T-shirts, who knows what all. So check it out, Psychics Gone Wild. We have a lot of callers tonight, and I am by myself, so I will be doing calls as much as I can. But because I'm by myself, I'll probably take a break every few minutes or so, every 10, 15 minutes, for just 30 seconds to clear my throat, get something to drink. But having said that, I want to jump into some readings as soon as I get my first little break here for a little drink of water. And I will be back here in about, I'll say less than 20 seconds, folks. Stick with me and we'll start giving some readings. 951 and several, you're the first two in the queue. So probably get to all of you folks. So stick with me. I'll be back in just a second. So that was 20 seconds of Lamani, whatever it is. It's some music that I found, some source music. Having said that, we're going to go to our first caller. This is area code 951. Let me get you online here, 951. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, it's Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's your name again, brother?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay, Nathaniel, we've talked to you quite a lot. What's happened with you?
Well, I blew up my transmission. My transmission gave way Friday, and it's going to cost $7,500. It was a kind of a high bid, but I don't know. I'm going to have to scrap the car now, I suppose.
Yeah, that felt like the first thing to do when you mentioned that, because that's a lot. There are tons of cars around. There's so many. Our country is flooded with cars, whether it's Craigslist or other people. And even though I think you may not think you can pull off a car with a loan or credit or whatever, I think you can. I think if you substantiate some sort of income, you can probably pull that off. Does that seem like what you're headed towards?
Well, they just approved my disability. I don't know how much I could get. I paid the next month's rent already with the last one, but I don't have any money now, and I have to get the car out of the Hawk there for $90, so then I might be able to get a car loan on it now that even, things for $3,000 and then give it back to them. Is that fraudulent or?
No, if they'll do it, and if it floats, it's not like you're selling it to undercover cops. You're selling it to a car lot, and those people are. They'll figure out how to make a deal work.
Yeah, they do those loans. They give you $3,000 for it, and then I could just forfeit the car.
You have to check into all the details. But the first thing I felt when you mentioned this, and we got a lot of callers tonight, so I'm going to kind of go a little quicker than normal. Was you believing that you can manifest this? The first thing I felt with these fives, you having balance within yourself as far as emotions and as far as finances, and just imagine one of several miracles happening for you rather than count the loss and how much money it's going to cost you and how screwed up it can make things. Don't look at it that way. That's the given. You don't want to be stuck with the given. You're given the given in order to learn how to go to where you want to go. So immediately you want to start changing your thinking from what you lost to how you're going to get even a better car, a better deal. Be clear about the terms. You have to watch that. And if you can't read them, get someone to check them for you. Make sure you get a right, fair deal. But I feel like you can pull this off. That's the first thing I was feeling like, is put the worry aside and figure out how to get a financing. And start imagining little things happen for you, whether it's people you meet or connections or your retirement or your disability, all these little factors. If you ring a lot of bells, a couple of them are going to be heard, and they're going to work for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you see my brother helping out at all?
I think he could. I think you have to rework some things with him, get things back on a fresh start. It seems like there's a lot of history there. But I think you should try. It's a step toward healing as well. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it feels like it's about. I'm going to move on, Nathaniel. We got a lot of callers.
Thanks a lot,
I want to give a little bit to everybody. You have a good day, brother, and think about what I told you. Okay?
Don't
be afraid to think outside the box. Okay, Nathaniel. God bless you, brother. You too, man.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, my man. And again, pleasure to give you readings to you folks. Can't spend too much time, but we'll try to either answer a couple questions, or if you'd like, I'll do a quick lithomancy reading, and that'll cover 3 months. I'll just hit on a lot of general things that are going on. And the way I do that, by the way, so everybody can hear, if you want a lithomancy reading, just say general reading or whatever. And I charge up these 16 stones. They're 10 planet stones: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 personal stones: love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. I charge them up in my hands. You say drop. I drop them. I read them like a clock. And it covers 12 weeks approximately. When I do it in person, the people actually drop the stones. When I do it over the phone, I just have folks say drop. So we can take a question or two, or I can just give you a general reading. And I'll try to get to everybody. So we got a lot of callers, so be patient with me, folks. I love to give some free help. God only knows how much I ask for it. We are coming on to 701. Are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Laurel.
Laurel?
Yes, sir.
That's beautiful, my dear. I'm typing it in. How can I help you, my dear?
I am wondering, I would like it if you could do a general reading for me. Could you, please?
Sure, I will do that. And I will tell you again, this is a method called lithomancy. It's quite an interesting way to read for those of you folks that are interested. Lithomancy. And I have 16 stones, as I said. I'm charging them up in my hand. And all you folks can go listen back on the archives and listen to your reading again. So, Laurel, what I do is I'm charging them up. All you have to do is say drop. Then I look at the way they point and touch and what part of the circle they're in, different methods like that. And I'll tell you in general what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay, drop.
And you're ready, girl. I did, just when you said that. And it's interesting that I said you're ready. You've got the magic stone in Mercury right in the center. And that's showing a lot of decisions about moving forward, regardless of the obstacles you feel like you face and the seriousness and the heaviness and so forth. There's a lot of learning about what you've been through here, so you can reignite a lot of your creative thinking, reignite love, reignite passion within yourself. And it feels like just in these first couple of weeks here, emotionally, because of what you're deciding here in this first couple of days about almost like making a new stand for yourself, new sense of bravery, that sort of thing. And it includes a lot of planning, organization, you know, maybe even paperwork, responsibility, that sort of thing. As you go through that in the first couple of weeks, you start getting more and more emotionally empowered, even if you're dealing with the dry part of it in some ways. And that seems to bring you, seems to affect you a lot as far as love, as far as men, as far as plans. Because by the fourth and fifth week here, you've brought up, probably more like the fifth to sixth week here, you've brought up an incredible amount of change within yourself. It's very liberating. It's very, it's like where you need to go with relationships, with yourself as well as with others. And it's not an accident that you go through this enlightening process from about the sixth to eighth week here, because it's how you're establishing a set of almost like principles and standards for yourself in this first couple weeks and following through with the decisions to bring those into play. Because from the ninth to the 12th week here, and this is kind of general, it's kind of short and sweet, the amount of healing power you bring to yourself, the amount of intuition, the amount of thinking outside the box, and the amount of fearlessness you bring to yourself is definitely worth what you're going to have to invest in this first couple of days and week as far as determination and confidence, because you come out of this with like a whole new set of principles for yourself. Luck, whether it's changing places or feeling good about the place you're in, both of those seem to come into play. And toward the end of this 3-month period, it's almost like you're grateful you went through a a period where you really had to put out a lot of your best effort to reorganize and plan and structure, because it not only works out, it shows you how you can use the same enthusiasm in the future to take bigger steps in your life. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, sir.
Well, good. That's short and sweet, my dear. I hope it helps you.
It does. Thank you.
Good. Good. Well, God bless you, Laura. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Let your folks know about our show and what I do. And stay happy and inspired, my dear. Okay?
I will. Great.
All right. Have a good night. Again, you folks can listen back. I think you can still download this show to your computer. I know you used to be able to. I think you probably still can. Having said that, we are moving on, taking people in the order they've called. So y'all be patient with me. Try to get to everybody. This is 562. Are you with us, area code 562?
Yes, I am. Hi, Gary.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. I was cooking
dinner.
Let me listen to Gary tonight.
Okay. I heard something cooking in the background. I mean, I assumed it probably was dinner.
I'm multitasking here.
All right. Are you in the West?
Yes.
Yes, it felt like West, California or Arizona or something like that.
Yes, yes.
Okay. How can I help you tonight, my dear?
My husband and I are going away tomorrow night, and we're going to be spending a few days.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what you get out of this. Is this going to be positive, a struggle?
You're going to spend a few days working things out, hopefully, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All you have to do is say drop, my dear, and I'll look into that issue, okay? And probably some other issues as well.
All right. Drop.
All right. Well, it does seem like it's a good thing. You've actually got change right in the middle of a circle with Uranus. It's like a bunch of change, unexpected things. And I can see from where the love stone is and communication stone, there's been the changes that have made communication difficult. And you're all both in a way looking back at the past here because of the way this magic stone is pointing on top. But and the play stone is right next to that, so it does feel like this new place. Things do set the pattern for getting worked out for both of y'all. They really do. It's not immediate. It's like you both have to release a lot of tension, and it feels like it's sort of a state your point and then let the other person state their point and don't take anything personal, especially you, because women are more sensitive in a lot of ways than men are, and you're certainly more complex. Sometimes we just don't get it. We just don't see it that way, you know. We're not wired that way. But as you go into this with a lot of determination and fearlessness is always important, even if you're not there yet. Imagine yourself being there, just like when you're running a 100-yard dash, you're not at the finish line yet, or you'd have already won. You're approaching it, but you want to keep your mind on that. So keep yourself fresh, keep yourself spontaneous, keep yourself happy, even though it's grueling and intense. But it does seem like it sets a new pattern for both y'all. And I think it affects him in a way that makes him really realize about his long-term plans and about how he wants to really revitalize himself in a lot of ways, because that seems to be a real issue. And it's not immediate. I think his decision is immediate. You still with me, girl?
Yes, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard myself go off the air for a moment.
No, I'm right here.
It's a challenge, but it's certainly worth it. And I think the more you keep determined and cool and calm and collected and flexible and it's funny and spicy and fun, the more you can get mileage for your buck, so to speak. And I think by the second and third and fourth week here, he goes from trying to make things right to making a lot of success at that. Because it feels like by the fifth and sixth week from now, things are quite different, really are, and you're starting to really see communication again. It takes this to get to the other side. You know, I was reading an article today about no matter who you love or how long you've been together, people do argue. They have different points of view. And,
you know, you have highs and lows, and you hold stuff in, and you got to clear out the garbage.
Absolutely, and that's what I feel like it is for both y'all, because you're both filled up and need a clearing. And really, you're much, much closer friends than you feel right at the moment. So help each other. Just design a pack. We're going to be cool, calm, and collected together. And every time it goes off course, bring it back. Because not only does that help you and the situation, it helps him. It's a win-win-win. To just be aware of, okay, this is pushing too hard. This is petty. This is, you know, okay, I'll do that. You do this. Okay, smile, hug, next point. Be very creative about it, determined and balanced, because that's exactly why you feel all these changes. You, because I'm reading for you, but your hubby as well wants to break through a lot of these old dated patterns, these fear modes, that sort of thing. And I think you're going to have a lot of luck at that. So you just set your mind to it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Gary.
Yeah, don't go in there underpowered. Go in there just determined, because you've got a lot of spirituality working for you. You've got your gut instinct working for you. You've got your sense of balance and your sense of wanting to have things fresh. And those are good seeds to plant, girl. Does that help you?
Yes, you've been fabulous. I call you every few months. I call you.
All right.
But
hey,
I wait a few months.
glad I got a fan, my dear. Glad I got a fan.
You're fabulous. Love you.
So are you. Love you, too. You stay happy.
Okay.
Okay. All righty.
Bye, Carol.
You know, like I said, I ask plenty of questions to the universe, so I can certainly understand why people have questions, because I never stop asking them. But if you don't ask questions, you don't get answers. 813, I think we're getting you on here. Can you hear us?
Hello, how are you here?
Yeah, who are we speaking with?
This is Brenda.
Brenda. Have I talked to you before, Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, for some reason I didn't get your name in here, and I have to because my memory won't work. Brenda, there we go. And you're at area code 813, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how can I help you, Brenda?
Could you give me some insight on my love life?
Well, okay, being as it's not an instantaneous thing, it's a process. I'll drop these stones for you, and all you have to do, my dear, when it feels right, as you know, just say drop one time real clearly, okay?
Okay.
Up to you.
Drop.
Okay. Well, it feels like you're going through this, a lot of changes in how you feel about yourself. And that's what where things start, because the top stone is the commitment stone, and the one right below it, right about 12 o'clock, is Venus, which is love, harmony, balance. And almost like two legs on Venus, one part has Uranus, love stone, and sun. Excuse me. The other side has Pluto, the luck stone, and Saturn. And it's kind of like two legs moving forward. So, yes, believe, first of all, that you can, heal yourself and quit seeing your faults. Start seeing all your strengths. Start seeing this fresh sensibility. Don't worry about love in the past that didn't work. Don't let it define you. As a musician, I know for a fact that we hit bad notes, but you don't have to keep playing them. You know, you learn from a bad note, you learn from a good note, either way. So lighten up on yourself. Let this sort of resolve within yourself be the real key, because that seems to put your love light on within yourself in these next couple weeks. And it's not a button, it's a process. But over these next couple weeks, it feels like you feel just better about where you are, right near your place. And in the middle of this reading is actually the luck stone. And the way these stones are forming around, it's kind of like a box, like you've painted yourself into a corner, and now you want to unpaint yourself. And why not? You painted yourself there. You can unpaint yourself. Just a different color. You know right. What I'm talking about. You feel this. And by the third and fourth week here, as you proactively let yourself be at peace with yourself, let yourself see your beauty, let yourself see your uniqueness. You know, everybody's got pimples and BO, but so be it. We're all human. But see your good side. And when you see that more brightly, other people will see it too, because it projects. And I feel like by the third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth week here, wow, you're learning to project this more and more and more. And that's not only bringing you more sense of permanence about your how you feel about yourself and how you see this attractive light on, but that's the thing that's going to bring partners your way, because it's like you can catch them then. They can catch you. You can discover each other. You're on a good wavelength. Just like you don't want to go out and pick up some sloppy drunk who's just an idiot, right? Because that energy's bad. So as you raise your standard within yourself over these next couple weeks, and I think you know what I'm talking about, a lot of things from the past, surprises and things you knew were coming to an end. Either case, be a little objective about, you know what, I don't need to carry this crap anymore. And you start shedding it. You paint yourself out of this circle. You get out of this box I see you're in. It's not a switch. It's not an overnight process, but it's doable. And I think by the third and fourth and fifth week here, as you do it, you're going to be very happy for yourself, because not only is that, have you made so much of an improvement and a change and making a commitment to continue to prove and change, but that's what's bringing your love life, your love light on, so the right partners can pick up with you and to bring you to their world and vice versa. And I feel like from the 9th to the 12th week on, you're going to have a lot of success in bringing fresh partners, feeling confident, more sociability, more selectivity, And it's you seeing the beauty in yourself at this very first 2 weeks. And don't shortchange yourself on that. Do you understand?
Yes.
You with me? Don't shortchange yourself on how much you can liberate yourself from the past or you know, everybody got limitations, you know, and there's nobody perfect for everybody. It's all a matter of compromise. But when you look at yourself, see all the good parts. That's what makes you add to the good stack. If you see the bad parts, you'll see confirmation of those all the time. If you see the good parts, you'll see confirmation of that. Don't be afraid to see confirmation of the good parts. Okay, Brenda? That help you?
Yes, thank you so much.
That's what it feels like, girl. Have faith in yourself. Rebuild that bridge, and you're going to be surprised at the magic you'll bring to yourself. You really will. And it's worth it. Take a risk on yourself.
Okay, thank you.
I hope that helps you, my dear.
Yes, thank you.
Good, good, good. I post things to my website and send out to people who've contacted with me, and I just wanted to read a little one I put out last night or the other day, my little thought of the day or thought of the week. And it is, every day the media presents us with fresh evidence of humankind's most despicable acts. But as our source of the worldly information, the press should continue to bring us the good, bad, and the ugly. Indeed, the instinct to fight and defend is an aspect of survival. But as tensions rise in the world, love, forgiveness, charity, compassion, and respect for all life become immensely more important. Such virtues are of the inner world, the soul and spirit, and connect us to the Almighty and to our true purpose in creation. And as if inherent in the universe's grand irony, it is during challenging and confusing times that true quality shines and shines its light on the dark side of human nature. So what can one do? What can you do? Simple. Love, forgive, be charitable, have compassion, and respect for all life. We are also an aspect of nature, and we grow one step at a time, starting right here and right now. And it's always a good time for a new self-inventory. Are we living and being the love we want to see in the world? Just some thoughts. So that's my little thoughts for this week, folks. It's about seeing the good in everything, because if you teach yourself to see that, boy, it's the best infection you'll ever get in life. And it's transmittable, you know. You feel that way, you bring it out of other people. So having said that, we are going to move along. This is area code 434. Are you with us, 434?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
Khalil.
Khalil?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting name, brother. How can I help you?
I was wondering if I'm going to be happy anytime soon and, you know, if my life is going to get better. And plus, I was wondering, you know, if I have to fear hell or anything like that.
No. First of all, of course it's easier said than done, but I had a near-death experience. And I speak at these conventions about near-death experiences. I'm a member of several different organizations. I've written a book on it. There is no hell, man. There's only heaven or lack of heaven.
Okay.
And I guess hell can be appropriately described as lack of heaven. Infinite God does not make a burning forever thing. That's all man's creation or misinterpretation, you know. And second of all, when you said, am I ever going to be happy, the first thing came to my mind is, well, do you want to be?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then you have to take the steps to do that. Just like I wanted to learn to play piano. I grew up with six brothers, never had a chance. There was no place to put a piano with six brothers, you know. Seven boys, Jesus. So I played guitar, and at 33, I decided to play piano. Really? And I gave myself 3 years and decided to practice all day and all night. I had a little bit of love life and a gig on the weekend playing guitar, a little bit of money from doing readings, and I practiced all the time. And in 3 years, I'm playing the same piano bars that people who played 35, 40 years did. And I survived, I survived 45 years of musical career just with a crappy voice, man. That takes dedication to seeing your good side. I didn't have the gifts everybody else had. My point is this. If you really want to be happy, you have to decide to start seeing everything in a happy mood. It's just like learning the piano. It's a technique. It's a decision. Do you understand?
Also, sir?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
I've been wanting friends for a while, and I'm wondering if I'll find someone to hang out with that will be with me for a while, that won't ever leave and things like that.
Well, you can never. First of all, there's no guarantee in life, period. There just isn't. Second of all, and, you know, people do change. People who are, you know, some people are married for a month, some people are married for 60, 70, 80 years. There's no guarantee of anything. So the best thing you can do is be fresh every day, be alive every day. Every time you feel yourself going through some doubt, like the very fact that you were asking, will I ever be happy, instead of confirming to yourself, you know what, I'm here today, I can't change anything in the past, but I'm going to allow myself to be happy. It's a decision. So if you want the right mate, you start imagining yourself being worthy of that person and bringing that person into your life. That matters. You know, you throw a tennis ball in this world, you can see where it lands and goes. Thoughts aren't like tennis balls. We can't see them, but they do go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, intentions are not like tennis balls, but they do go somewhere. Do yourself a favor, brother. Lighten up on yourself and start seeing your own worthiness. Because
and I
that's
also
really.
Will...
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I also, I'm just hoping that, you know, something good will come up and I'm going to end up, you know, taking a vacation and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, there's a song I wrote for a group of actors that I work for, and the chorus went, you can sit around thinking, let's see what happens, but here today, make happen what you dream about, so your dreams can come your way. So, yeah, it's the third kind of statement you've made, applying that you hope something will happen. My point is, we all have dreams, we should, but they don't come true unless you participate in them coming true.
Okay, so if I participate in this trip coming true, or if I put some money into a trip, I'll be able to go.
I think so, yeah. And I think it'd be good for you to freshen up, see some new experiences, get out of your serious rut, I guess. You know, changes happen in life to bring us up to another standard, you know.
Oh, so you know I wanted to take a trip to somewhere I'd never been before.
Well, it felt like that. It felt like a fresh, whole new, fresh thing you're going through. So, yeah, if you can get it, go for it. But between now and then, every time you feel yourself getting into this doubt mood, will I ever meet somebody? Will I ever be happy? But that's like hitting the bad note, same bad note over and over and over on the piano. You know it's a bad note. Teach yourself not to hit it. And every time you hit that note, teach yourself, instead of hitting that note, to hit the, I believe in myself, I'm going to get better, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to make things happen. That affirmative point of view, that affirmative point of mind, is creative. It brings you results. I hope that helps you, my man.
Yeah, it does. Bless you.
Think about that and change your method. You're still young. You got plenty of time to do it. You know?
Yeah, and I'll try not to worry about death anymore.
Nah, don't worry about death. You don't have to worry about anything. Here's your challenge right here before your eyes now, not then. That's beautiful. Everybody who's had a near-death experience said, wow, it's beautiful. I didn't want to come back. And it's true. This is our challenge.
See, there have been some people who've had near-death experiences with hell. What is that?
Well, it's the fact that they weren't ready to see their own beauty and harmony and that in the universe. Most people who have near-death experiences are pretty thrilled about it. There's always exceptions to every rule. But I've studied this. I write about it. I have a radio show about it. I speak at these conventions. Most people feel pretty good about it. So quit worrying about something you can't control and start concentrating on what you do have control over, which is right here, right now.
And I won't let anybody pressure me.
Absolutely. You got a head. You got a mind. You got a heart.
Yeah, because I've had people pressure me to tell me if you don't come to God, you'll end up burning in hell. And that.
Oh, that's just the stupidest shit. Why do they think they're so close? You know? God's not some fearful, evil, fiery brimstone. That's stupidity. It's gone on since the age of man. But God's not that way. And you intuitively don't think that anyway either, man, do you? Do you? When it comes down to it.
I'm just, because some people view of just is just twisted. So I said maybe God's not just.
No, God's just. Their view is twisted. Got to run on, Khalil.
All right.
Have a good night, man, and start empowering yourself. Quit living in fear.
If I ask God for something good and I've done good, he'll grant me with it, right?
Well, he'll always answer your prayers, maybe not exactly the way you planned and the time you planned, but every good act toward God and thought and positive thing brings good results. It does.
Okay.
Just maybe not exactly the way you planned and how you hoped.
Okay.
All prayers are answered, just maybe not be the style you want.
All right.
Have a good night,
man.
God bless you, brother.
You too.
I think that's one thing that I really learned and I hope to pass on to people through the rest of my life is there's no reason ever to have fear of the afterlife. It's beautiful. But, of course, we're raised in all kinds of strange ways, so to speak. So going to 720 and then 111 and then 856. We'll probably get all three of y'all in here. And if there were other two of y'all, folks, excuse my y'all, I live in Texas, picked it up. But if you do want a reading or make a comment, be sure and press the 1 on your phone so I'll see that. Having said that, we're moving on to area code 720. Are you with us, 720?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good, 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 my dear. And how are you?
I'm good. This is Avatar. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
All right. Avatar, is that correct?
It would be Avatar.
Okay, I'm trying to write it in here. I'm sure I'm not spelling it correctly.
I-B-B-A-T-A-R.
I'm not even close, but good enough. Anyway, how can I help you, my dear?
Well, I just wanted a general.
All right. Speaking of names, I lived in Europe all during the 90s. And I was over there playing music and giving readings. And some of the Danish names were real hard to remember. I mean, some of them were fairly common, but there's a couple that were very difficult, especially the ladies. So I started calling all the women a dear. Yes, dear, or sweetheart. That got easy. My girlfriend
said,
it did. My girlfriend said, why do you call them all sweetheart? Because I can't remember their names, you know. Anyway, my dear, having said that, and you notice I still carry on that habit, whenever you say drop, I'll drop these stones and I'll tell you what I see, okay? It's up to you.
You're out.
All right. All right. Well, it feels like you're doing some healing in yourself right now with relationships and with fresh goals, too. And, again, there's a little bit of looking back in the past, but I feel like that is helping you calibrate a new path for yourself. Even if you're not clear how it's going to unfold, it doesn't really matter, all the little details. It's the vision. And that's what you want in these first couple of weeks here, more and more of your vision about where you're going, about how you're going to feel healthy in the future, about relationships, how you're going to lighten things up on yourself, and basically how you're going to start a whole new series of fresh plans for yourself. And it certainly includes love and the right person. Are you single right now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, it feels like that's not something you're stuck to forever. It feels like this processing that you're going through is very helpful for you. And, you know, I grew up with six brothers. I was very late at understanding how complex you women are, and y'all are complex. But sometimes you have to just let go of all that complexity and let things ride and see what you want and rather than what you fear and see where you're going rather than where you've been. Men have no problem doing that. We'll trounce out in the middle of a snowstorm with a spoon, you know, and then figure about 10 miles down the road, oops, we're not equipped. But we take a jump. And that's why I feel like you're going through this period right now, to really jump into your future rather than look at the past and wish you could have changed things. You can't. Nothing about the past. You can't change anything about another person either. You can only change things about yourself. And as you go through this in the first couple of weeks, this new vision of yourself, you're going to find by the second and third week, you're starting to see a lot more empowerment. Every time there was a dark shadow, there's light. And it's almost like you become your own best friend again. And that brings in a lot of fortunate opportunities for you. It feels like both with career, with commitments, with finances, and with your ability to communicate in the future and make good decisions. So it affects a lot of things here. There's a lot of stones that are pointing in one direction, all toward 9 o'clock, making almost an arrow point. And this seems at the top stone here at 9 o'clock, where they're all pointing, is Mercury. And that's very empowered decisions. Yeah, that's very empowered decisions, a good sense of balance, and a sense of objectivity that allows you to use your emotions in a very positive way for yourself rather than out of regret or doubt or so forth. And toward the end of this 3-month period, you're going to be quite, you're going to realize why you took this look at the past. And you're going to recognize that it was to get reacquainted with yourself and where you want to go in the future rather than carry that old bag of bones around with you. Do you understand what I'm saying, my dear?
Oh, yes, I do.
This is very good turnaround for you. It's a time for you to really let go of the things you can't change and really push the button on yourself. It's kind of like when things get real intense, you have more adrenaline, you can do more. More gets happy, you get more inspired. So the same energy with which this spring has been compressed, it can reverberate back out with a very positive onset of ideas and visions for yourself. And allow that to happen, my dear. It's right around the corner, and you kind of know it is. You just got to let yourself free so you bring it into play rather than doubt that it's possible. You with me?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I am a believer.
Well, you're very powerful, too, so bring it back to yourself just as much as you're a believer. The universe believes in you, too, so start letting it inspire you. Look at the signs. Really, that's an important part of life, watching the signs, you know. The universe is always talking to us.
Yes, I've been listening.
Good, my dear. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Always.
Good, girl. You stay inspired and check back in with us again and let people know about the show and check out lithomancy.com or Gary Wimmer and stay beautiful and stay happy. Okay?
Yeah, okay, I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Again, just so you late folks coming in know, this is Gary Wimmer and you are on Blog Talk Radio on Psychics Gone Wild. And we've got about 16 minutes, and I think I can get to all you callers, so be patient with me. I'm going to take who's been here longest, and this is 541. 541, are you with me? Area code 541. Hello, 541. Well, we'll check back with 541, and I'll go to the next person who's been here the longest, which is 111. Where'd you go, 111? Here you are. Yeah, this is 111111111. Are you there, 111?
Hello?
Yes? Yes, can you hear us?
Hi, Gary.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Marcia?
Marcia?
Yeah.
Okay, how can I help you, my dear? You have a specific question? You want a general reading? What's happening?
Well, I have two specific questions. One question is, I'm trying to see if I'm able to get some type of funding, or would it go through or not go through? And that's my first question. And my second question is, I have a friend who, a guy friend I know for 10 years, and he's having difficulties financially. I want to know if he's ever going to get out of it, or he's going to stay, or he's not going to get out of it.
The first thing, was that about a school loan or an education loan in some way?
No, this is more like I'm trying to get a home loan or some assistance.
Oh, okay. It's not buying a home. It's some sort of assistance, some sort of help, correct?
No. It's for buying a home. Buying a home. I have a meeting tomorrow with the counselor. A home. Mortgage.
It feels pretty good. It feels like you may need to is tomorrow's not the only date, correct? It's the first time you're talking to him about him, correct?
There's been several times. This is my fourth communication. Yeah.
Okay, the reason I'm asking, did you get all of the things lined up that were required? Because that's what it feels like. They're waiting on all sorts of verification, whether it's paperwork or income or this sort of thing. Did you get all that presentable?
I saw everything for tomorrow, yes, sir.
Okay, because that's what it felt like. That's what I was feeling like was required this time. And you say you've already got together. So, yeah, I think you're going to knock the ball out of the park. And you go in there with that in your mind. There's no guarantee about anything. But I see all these numbers lining up, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, and then an ace and a joker and an ace, and the joker brings power. So all these cards lining up in this order, and several of them being diamonds, are certainly saying this looks real good for you. It really does. So you stay there and substantiate yourself until it just works your way. And go in there with a determined attitude. I can't guarantee you 100%, but it sure feels like because you did get lined up what they needed, and that's what I felt like was missing, and that's why I was going to ask you if you had it. You say you got it ready. I think you're doing the best you can, and that's all you can do. You can't make them decide in your favor, but you can sure present them all the evidence to why they should, and as opposed to previously what you need to show them. It's like you went in without everything in place. And the very fact that you're calling you back and giving you another opportunity should be a good sign. So, yeah, it feels pretty good for you. It really does, my dear. You just, tonight when you meditate, just you meditate on this is just going to work. You know, there's no guarantee of anything, but hell, don't think it won't work. You'll defeat yourself when you go in. Just go in with this determined attitude. This is going to work. This is going to work. This is going to work.
Yes.
Do you understand? Because you got the things lined up now. That's what I was most concerned about, stuff that was required.
Yes, there was tons of information, finally.
Now, as far as the other person, is this a person who's got a drug or an alcohol problem?
No. I will tell you his name. His name is Brent, and he made good income, high educated, but they haven't called him back for his job, and he has a lot of debt. He's borrowing money from different people, and I'm just wondering if he's going to get into more problems. Are they going to call him from his job,
I could feel. I didn't know if it was drugs or alcohol, but I felt some sort of problems. I think he's going to come out of this. I think he's got to go through a couple more shakeups before he really sees the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. And you can't shortchange someone from confronting what they have to learn to confront. So you put the best support you can in the kindest terms and realize that, he's created some of his own confusion and chaos and uncertainty. You didn't. He brought it to himself, and he's the one who can solve it. And I feel like he's got to make more solid commitment to that process. And I think he will, but it's just not a button. It's not overnight. So it feels like he meets a couple more bumps in the road, and I'm not sure if it's getting arrested necessarily, but some clumsiness, things that he can't connect the dots, people getting upset at him, that sort of thing. And I'm not saying it wouldn't involve the law. It just feels like if he's smart, he can learn from him where he's at. And you encourage him to do that. Encourage him to look at where he's at. Is this where you want to be? Do you understand?
Yeah, I know. You're right what you're saying. Do you feel that he's going to go back to his other job? Because his other job pays a lot of money.
Well, I think like he's real confused right now and has to get things sorted out. And that's a decision I don't think he's making right now. I feel like he will probably over the next couple of weeks make that decision. And I feel like it's going to be a good decision. I feel like he's going to come out ahead. But right now he's trying to, a lot of things with emotions and love and change in his life, it's got him all kind of confused. However, he is probably on top of his game more than it looks like. He's really ready to make these changes. So that's better than where he has been. He's starting to see the writing on the wall, even if he doesn't see it completely. Hope that helps you, my dear.
Yes, thank you. Blessing to all of us. God bless you.
God, to all of us. Amen, my dear, to all of us. That's we need that more on the earth. And thanks for calling in, Marcia. Glad to have you with us tonight. And again, we've only got about 9 minutes. So I'll try to get to all you folks, but taking you in the order you called, I will do that. So this means 914. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, who are we speaking
Miguel?
With? Miguel?
Yes, my name is Kathy.
Say it one more time.
My name is Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, okay. Good
yes.
to meet you, girl. Have we ever talked?
Thank you. No, we haven't. No.
Well, how can I help you, my dear? You've been listening.
Yes,
you
I have.
Reading?
Yes.
Some questions? Go ahead.
Yes, Gary. I'd like to know, where do you see my grandchildren starting school this fall?
Excuse me, I got a little drink of coffee there.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, you say drop, and I'll see what I see about location, okay?
Oh, okay.
Whenever you say drop, I'll concentrate on that.
Okay. Drop.
Is it some decision that's not in your control?
No, it's not.
It is in your control?
No, it is not in my control.
That's what I felt like, yeah, that's what I felt like. I feel like things are going to be good for them. I'm not quite exactly sure what school, but I feel like I'm looking at what they're doing. I can't put a location on the school, which is not really near as important as the fact that they benefit a lot, and they grow a lot, and they get a lot of. It's kind of like real life. They grow up quick. But they grow up with a good environment, it feels like. Even if it's not quite where you would have them or if your approval of your making. Do the grandparents have custody or something?
No. It's a very difficult situation. And they're really, my grandchildren are in a difficult situation. And,
Family-wise, correct? Yeah, that's what it felt like.
For them, they are not in a good situation. And
because of the father?
No, not because of the father.
Because of the mother?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
Not good at all.
Well, I was feeling a lot of somehow, and it probably is the husband that's making good out of this. Because, like I say, there's a lot of there's actually a lot of expansion and good luck coming into play here in the next couple weeks for them. And I can see this dysfunctionality with the family. I couldn't tell quite who was pushing the button because it felt sort of 70-30. You know, both parties are kind of guilty. But it feels like the father is taking good action on their behalf. He's making good decisions.
Yeah.
Even if you can't quite see it right now and are unsure, because it feels like the kids get a good experience, and it as I was saying a while ago, it helps them grow up a lot in not really a startling, shocking way, but in sort of a, wow, this is real life has a way of teaching you things that help you think out of the box because you have to, because it's not like everybody else's life. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So in a way, it's bringing out their creativity, their artistic ability, their thinking ability, because they've had unique experiences, to say the least. So, yeah, I feel like, and there's a lot of healing. I feel like I guess it's the dad that is providing for them, and actually a good role model idea coming into the future. So
absolutely.
Have faith. Yeah, so have faith. The best you can do right now is shoot good energy to dad, to the system, and to the kids. And that, as I was saying a while ago, you can see a tennis ball if you throw it, but thoughts also go somewhere.
Right.
So direct your thoughts and energy toward just being a win-win for everybody, including the mom, who probably needs some counseling work, to say the least.
To say the least.
Yeah, but that's the best you can do is be empowered with faith and whatever relationship you have with the Father to encourage it, keep in touch, whatever you can do in that area. But send out good vibes, girl. They don't go unheeded. They work.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But I guess I'm just, yeah, it is. If I was to ask, would you say they will start school in the north or the south?
It feels like where the Father is. Is that correct? Does the mother have custody?
Yeah.
Have they already had a divorce settlement?
Yes. Yeah, they've gone through the divorce now. But they're not in a good situation.
Yeah, and he's fighting for custody again.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
That's what it felt like.
Yes.
Well, I don't think this is all resolved. First of all, I feel like it's one of a series of steps that they have to heal within themselves and within the system. But the main thing I can feel, again, I can't put a location on this right now, but it feels like because of the Father, in some way or another, they're going to be benefited more than dragged through hell. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. They don't need any more dragged through hell.
No, they don't. But, you know, they've gained a lot, too, out of it, even though it seemed kind of brutal or selfish or stupid or all the above.
Right.
Does that help you, my dear?
Yes. I appreciate it.
God bless you, Kathy. You have a good night. Tune back into the show and let people know. Okay?
I will. And thank you very much. All right. Good night.
Thank you, too, girl. And 541, you are the last caller. Some people bailed out, but are you still there?
I am still here, and thank you for saying a push one because I thought I had. So maybe I pushed it twice.
Okay. What's your name, dear?
Anna.
Anna, how can I help you? We've only got about 2 minutes.
Okay. I am trying to find the right housemate to move in. I just had the strangest 28-year-old from hell who turned out to be alcoholic, who was here for 3 weeks and left, and I'm finding the damage.
Have you gone through an agency of any kind, a roommate agency, something like that?
No, there really isn't in this area for that.
In that area, because that's what I felt like as a professional thing. And it's people moving into your house, correct?
Okay. Just a room.
Okay, well, say drop, and I'll tell you what I see here in a minute and 20 seconds.
Okay, drop.
All right. All right, first of all, you have to put the fears away of what you've gone through. Just because you went through one clutch doesn't necessarily mean you're signing up for another one. In fact, if anything, it made you aware that you have to be more scrutiny, look at more facts, look at more information, be more observant, let your intuition shine a little bit more. Because you did have an intuitive flash that this person had some sort of strange side that might surface.
No, I didn't.
You didn't really?
No, he's... He just moved to the area and he had a full-time job at the local health food co-op, and they scrutinized pretty well, so I thought, that's good.
He may have gone through a crisis, but in any case, don't worry about what you've been through. Learn from it. And I feel like as you do this and just learn from it in this first week or so, it's going to set you up for a new system about how to find the right people and a new sense of mental clarity. And I can't go into the whole three-month period, but it does feel like in this next week to 2 weeks, what you're doing with not being fearful about this, but being empowered in spite of or because of what you went through is going to set a new scenario for you and put you at ease and give you more confidence and help you get the right person. Because it feels like by the third and fourth week, you have that established. Hope that makes sense to you, dear. I got to run, Kathy.
Okay.
I got to run. We've only got 10 seconds left and they'll cut me off. So God bless
you.
Call in
Thank
next
you.
Week. We'll try again, okay? Try a little earlier.
Thanks.
God bless you, Kathy. And thanks to all you folks for listening. See you next week. Psychics Gone Wild.